5 Minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 Minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识它的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3005给你看今天的文稿。
Hi everyone，
大家好，
I am 黄色背景 Jerry.
I am 黄色爆，不是黄色爆炸头，咖啡色爆炸头。
Okay,
Alex. 我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
And we are broadcasting from Sydney. And welcome to the 5 Minutes English Show, Season 3.
不用读 Season 3.
That's okay. Okay, it's all right.
我们昨天说了关于基督教这个
Christianity
啊，谢谢啊 ，Christianity 的其中两派。
Protestants.
Yes, Protestants. 我会读的，跟
Catholics.
我会读的呀 Catholics. 啊，这两派是最普遍的，对吧？就人数最多的。
Yes.
这叫什么？是一个叫天主教，一个叫新教。
Yes.
对吧
？Protestants is the Sheen.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the statistics say that approximately 80% of all Christians are either Protestants or Catholics.So it's good to know the difference. I'm finished.
Ah. 哎，昨天我们说这两派对 salvation 的观念有什么区别，对吧？
Yes, that's right.
Salvation 什么意思啊？我忘了。
Salvation is referring to when you die, you go to heaven. That's you're salvated.
啊，就那就差不多意思啊，就是你信基督，你死了才能上天堂。
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's what.
Oh, 对，我想起来了，因为。上期录的时间太长了
，OK，
想想，就一个是要付了钱上天堂，一个不用付钱上天堂。
Yeah, that's part of it，
对吧？就一个要你信了还要付钱。
Yeah, the other one says you just believe and then that's OK。
哎，不对，不是付钱吗
？No, it's to good.
你要做哦，一个是你信了你就上天堂，一个是你信了还得做好事才能上天堂。
Yes，
啊，不是付钱，我搞错了。
Alex is like, I'll create my own religion.
Yeah, and get money.
The heaven of Woolix. Oh no, I don't want to go there. Okay, so yeah, so today we're going to talk about the difference between Catholics and Protestants in more depth. So let's talk about the Bible first.
Bible, B-I-B-L-E, 这个就是圣经，对吧？
Yes.
关于你圣的经。
Okay.
肾虚，有时是在过度劳累之后。
是不是肾透支了？
走肾吗？
No.
你知道走肾跟走心的区别吗？
I don't know what the first one is.
走肾就是你身上有个肾 kidney，
yeah，
走肾的意思就是要你要，就是说你跟女孩子要走肾就是要跟她啪啪啪，
oh, oh.
你要跟她走心就是跟她谈恋爱，
哦、
oh, ，懂了吧？
哦、oh. ，why 肾 out of all the body parts？
你居然不知道肾是负责什么的
？Yeah， I know what it does， but how's that related to？
因为你干的太多是伤肾的，
好像身体被掏空。
Oh, really?
Oh, 你真的不知道。怎么会扯到这儿的呢？
That's your fault.
怎么会扯到这儿的呢？
Okay.
Jerry 之前说的这个 biblical references, 对吧？这个 biblical 就是 Bible 的形容词或者说变体。
Yes, I didn't understand that, but okay. Just have to believe.
你连走肾都等等他 understand 我的。
Okay, so Protestants and Catholics, they view the Bible very differently.
Oh, 他们是对 Bible 的解释是不一样的咯，还是他们读圣经的方式不一样？
Well, the Bible they read is different as well. Like, their Bible is slightly different.
Translation different.
And they use different texts. So one of them use like, though I think they both use like the Old Testament and whatever, but like,
都是旧约。
Yeah, but they use less. I think the Catholics use less, and then the Protestants use more. So yeah, the Bible they read is slightly different too.
Oh, yes. 就是他们读的圣经都是不一样的。
Yes, that's right. But basically,
哦，也是我家里就好几本不同版本的圣经，每一个版本的圣经都说自己是最正确的版本。
Oh yeah, of course.
对吧？
Yeah. But yeah, so the big difference between Protestants and Catholics when it comes to the Bible is that Protestants believe that the Bible is the ultimate authority.
Ultimate, U-L-T-I-M-A-T-E, 就是终极的 Ultimate authority 就是中文不好
No, basically it just means if the Bible says this,You cannot say no to it. Otherwise, you're not a Protestant.
所以它叫 Bible. 我刚想说，所以这就像 Bible 一样。一想不对啊，它就是 Bible.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Bible.
嗯。
So Protestants believe that it's the ultimate authority. But Catholicism is quite different. They believe that the Bible and the sacred Roman Catholic tradition are both equally just as important.
Tradition 这个都知道，就传统的意思吧。
Yes.
怎么读啊
？Sacred,
yeah, sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, 这是神圣的意思了。
Yes,
比如说 sacred flame 就是圣火 ，sacred olive 哎，神圣的 olives， 你写的，哎呀，这个好。但你前面这个说的是什么意思啊
？Yeah, so, the problem is the Roman Catholic tradition. Is basically, well.To be very simple, that's basically the Pope. So the Pope invents the doctrine or the rules. The Pope invents the rules for how Catholics should behave on top of the Bible.
传统的天主教不单单要相信 Bible, 而且各种仪式、各种的传统都必须要遵守。
Yes, that's right.
而新教的话，我们说的是马丁路德的宗教改革，但他自己说是把宗教、把基督教回归本真，
yes.
就是你一定要遵从这个圣经，而不是那些虚的八道的东西。
Yes, that's right. So, but and the thing
这不是因为我听懂了你说什么，这是因为我原来读到过中文写的是什么。
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so basically, with the Roman Catholic tradition, right? Like, the Pope can just write whatever they want. And then he can say, oh, this is Christianity, and you have to follow it. Right? So, basically, the Protestant believe that only the Bible has the authority.
哎，其实就跟佛教里面一样的呀。南传佛教说，我们一定要读的是释迦牟尼本身他说的东西。而汉传佛教，他读更多的，比如说三藏嘛，一个是就等于说是一个是律论，还有一个什么东西忘了，反正一个是释迦牟尼说的，还有一个是论证释迦牟尼说的，就后人写的东西。
Yes.
Well, 那这个如果这些比如说 tradition 的东西啊，就传统的东西，就是天主教的传统的东西啊，跟圣经有冲突的话怎么办？
Well, this is a problem, right?
Yeah.
So that's why Protestants believe that only Bible.Like, the Bible should be the only thing you listen to. So you shouldn't... If,
那天主教他怎么处理的呢？ 你不是读过天主教学校吗？
I,
坐在最后一排总能走过也能听到点东西吧。
To be honest, I don't know, actually. I don't know. I think the Pope says I'm more important in that case. Yeah.
好吧。
That's why I think Protestants are like, no.
好吧。Yeah. 其实这跟新教、跟天主教对教皇的看法也是有关系的，对吧？
Yes.
还是不一样的。Pope、yes. 就是教皇
，Yes，
对，我们以前叫教皇，现在应该叫教宗。
教宗，
他已经不是皇了。
Oh yeah, that's true.
他他妈就管那么一个小的地方，就相当于北京市朝阳区吧。
Yeah, okay.
他是朝阳区群众的头头。
Okay.
日前，北京警方根据群众举报，在朝阳区安慧北里一带连续端掉多个卖淫嫖娼窝点。
是吧？Pope 现在只能叫教宗。
Yes. Yes. So before, when he had a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
现在没有了。现在也有。现在也有。
Yeah, but not as much
as before. 没那么
多。Yeah.
只是精神上面的嘛。
Yeah, it's like Queen Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't have that much power anymore.
没有。其实更像日本天皇。日本天皇是真正没有任何的政治权利的。女王其实还是有一定的政治权利的、
oh, okay.
因为每年英国首相都要跟女王见面，都要讨论国家大事的，她的建议还是能一定程度上影响那个首相的意见的。
OK,
但是日本天皇是完全被剥夺政治权利的。
Yes,
完完全全被剥夺。
Well, he had no power since like Meiji, so this is like 130 years ago.
对啊。
So yeahFeel sorry for the Japanese emperor, to be honest. He never had any power on him. He never had power. Even in the Edo period when the samurai were in power, he never had power. The emperor never ever had power.
没有啊，有啊。
No,
他在 明治时期是有的，包括二战时候是有的。
No, he had never. No, he didn't have power.
二战之时，明治时期有的呀。
No, no, no. The power resided within the generals. He didn't have any power.
Never, 没有啊，明治时期是有啊，明治维新时期啊。
No, no, no. Yeah, they restored him to power.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but he actually never had power. Like there were people under him that commanded everything. He never had power.Like the emperor of Japan never had power for like.
难道我们学的历史又错了吗
？Yes, he never had power.
就明治时候，他其实也是没有权力的。
Yes, because people put him on the throne.
Yeah.
And those people controlled technology、
啊、
and the army and like they controlled everything.
还是傀儡一样。
Yeah, exactly.、嗯、so he never had power from the very beginning.、
我保留性的相信你这个意见，我回去再查一下。
Okay, yeah, you can check out.
但是我还是比较相信的，你这个学日语开一篇小程序。
上来。
到时候你追悼会的时候，你看我怎么跟你道歉的。哎。
Protestants and Catholics view the power of the Pope very differently. Keep in mind that this is like 16th century, so 400 years ago or 500 years ago. The Catholics believe that the Pope is the vicar of Christ. So he is the substitute of Christ. So he directly represents who Christ is, and he is the head of the church.
Vicar, V-I-C-A-R. 不好意思啊，打个嗝。就是代理人的意思，是吧？
Yes.
所以说，天主教的人 Catholics.认为这个 Pope 啊，就是教宗是基督在人间的代表
，Yes，
所以这个教是这个教宗的首领
，Yes， that's right，
所以是这个教宗，不是这个教宗的首领，是这个宗教的首领，教宗。
Okay， Yes， so， as a consequence， so whatever the Pope says，、
嗯、
it becomes the teaching of Jesus. So if the Pope says it，、
嗯、
it's like Jesus says it， right？、
哦、
and therefore you must follow him.、
哦、
so therefore he is infallible.、
嗯Infallible, I-N-F-A-L-L-I-B-L-E, 就是绝对的，永远正确的，对吧？我不想读这句，我不是绝对的污的，我也有不污的时候的。
Okay, no worries.
所以说这个，既然这个 Pope 是Vicar of Christ, 那么他说的话就是跟上帝说的是一样的，所以你必须得遵守，就不单要遵守圣经，还得遵守这个教宗说的话。
Yes.Yes.
而且它是 infallible.
Yes, infallible.
对吧
Yes.、嗯、and there's another point、
嗯、
with、these two religions, and it's that Catholicism teaches that only the Christian church has、
嗯、
the power to interpret the Bible.、
嗯、天主教说只有天主教的教堂才有权利去解说圣经的内容。
Yes.
对吧
Yes.
Interpret 就是口译的意思嘛。
Yes.
就是口头翻译解释这个 Bible
Yes, that's right、嗯、So
这个要说一下 Translation 和 Interpretation 是不一样的、
yes.
Translation 是笔译 Interpretation 是口译
Yes
对吧
in the world of languages and that
yeah,
kind of, yeah that's
yeah.
different Yeah、But Protestantism says、
嗯、
that anybody can interpret the Bible、
嗯、
Anybody can explain what Christ、
嗯、
has to say in the Bible、
嗯、
Right、
嗯、
So
新教就是说谁都可以去解释这个圣经它其实等于说打破了天主教对人的思想的统治
But basically Catholicism makes the Pope very powerful、
嗯、
Right、
嗯、是天主教让教宗变得 very powerful 还是教皇本身就是因为我觉得他反过来吧。
哦、oh, ，Yeah, maybe.
因为原来它是一个帝国，所以说教皇要把自己的权力收起来，所以他要把这个东西变成教皇非常 powerful 的。
Yes.
但它是一个民主制度啊，它不是子传父，不是子传父，不是父传子子传孙的这种啊。
Oh, isn't? Oh.
它是选举产生的呀。
哦、
oh,
，Yeah,
教宗
but Yeah, but that is in between the inner circle anyway.、So.
对啊，这叫党内民主制啊。
OK，
你知道这是中国特色社会主义的一个部分吧？党内民主制。
OK。I think obviously the popes, obviously with the incoming of the like you know, the revolutions and stuff, like、
mm-hmm.
times have changed, right? And、
mm-hmm.
at this time,、
mm-hmm.
before, all the Bibles were written in Latin.And only people who were educated could read Latin.、
Mm.
But as printing became more available, so instead of having to write the books, you can print the books, and then you can translate them into English and then print them and then give it to everyone. So that's what really changed.
这跟技术也是技术的发展也是有关的。
Yes, that's right.
就之前其实所有的申请都是靠和不能叫和尚了。
No, just like the clergy.
Clergy、
yeah.
是教堂里面的那个修道士呀。
Oh, we call him a monk.
Yeah, monk.
Yeah,
就在想 monk.
Yeah, so monk.
因为我想和尚也叫 monk 呀。
I think they're both called monks. I was a bit confused as well. I think they're both called monks.
那在 temple 里面的叫和尚 ，temple 里面的 monk 叫和尚。Church 里面的 monk 叫
priest
啊
priest
priest
yeah priest is a bit higher up though or a bishop I think bishop is even higher up
不不不这不一样的修道士是只是就像和尚它里面有住持啊有监寺啊这种有职位的、
oh, I don't know
你说的这个也是它有红衣大主教有主教他总归你一个那个教堂里面不可能就一个人啊。
Oh yeah, I know. But
对吧？
Like,
一个管事儿的呀，他。
Yeah.
对吧
？Yeah. But yeah.
以前的 Bible 全是修道士抄的。
Yes.
但有的
And it's in Latin as well.
而且是一定是拉丁语啊。
Yes. Because it's Rome, right?
所以天主教早年天主教它这么发展其实也是对的，不是说全部是错的。
Oh, it's not wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong.
控制人的思想了嘛？它慢慢发展成控制人的思想了，
yes,
对吧？ Yes. 但这本质是因为大家不懂拉丁语，都是文盲
，yes，
对吧？就算你翻成英语，他也看不懂。
Maybe，
对吧？而且少
少
一个教堂一本圣经，还他妈抄的，还得保护起来，万一他妈老鼠啃了，你万一自啃掉了，对吧？所以必须要有知识、有文化的人来传播、
yes.
知识分子
，yes，
对吧
？yes，
之后有这个。印刷术了就好办了嘛，人手一本，自己看着呗，
yeah,
对吧
？Pretty much，
你看了我还不允许你解释吗
？Well, I guess that's the thing, right? So they were trying to make it more accessible to everyone.
对啊
，not and basically reduce the power of the Pope.
对啊
，the new Protestants.
对啊、
yeah.
这叫权力下放，对吧？说哪儿了？说完了是吗
？Yeah.
哦，好吧，好，那今天我们就讲到这里了，我们明天见。
All right, that's enough for today. Bye.
And remember,
Woolix is a beta male. All right.
不要忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3005就可以看到今天的文稿啦。
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论5星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 alex_zq_yu， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了，哈哈哈哈。